This episode is brought to you by IVP. We may say that the Bible is God's word, but do we truly believe that it's trustworthy? Author Susan Lim believes that we may not fully comprehend the context that formed what we now call the Bible. In her book, Light of the Word, Lim recounts how the Bible was assembled and shows the trustworthiness of Scripture through her compelling historical study. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Light of the Word for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com.
This is IVP.
Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
Presented by InterVarsity City Press.
Your word is truth, your word is life.
The Daily Audio Bible Podcast, read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwen. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us.
Open our eyes, that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Psalm chapter 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loyal love endures. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures. To the one who performs magnificent, amazing deeds all by himself, for his loyal love endures. To the one who used wisdom to make the heavens, for his loyal love endures. To the one who spread out the earth over the water, for his loyal love endures. To the one who made the great lights, for his loyal love endures. The sun, to rule by day, for his loyal love endures. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his loyal love endures. To the one who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, for his loyal love endures, and led Israel out from their midst, for his loyal love endures, with a strong hand and an outstretched arm, for his loyal love endures. To the one who divided the Red Sea in two, for his loyal love endures, and led Israel through its midst, for his loyal love endures, and tossed Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, for his loyal love endures. To the one who led his people through the wilderness, for his loyal love endures. To the one who struck down great kings, for his loyal love endures, and killed powerful kings, for his loyal love endures. Sihon, king of the Amorites, for his loyal love endures. Og, king of Bashan, for his loyal love endures. And gave their land as an inheritance, for his loyal love endures, as an inheritance to Israel, his servant, for his loyal love endures, to the one who remembered us when we were down, for his loyal love endures, and snatched us away from our enemies, for his loyal love endures, to the one who gives food to all living things, for his loyal love endures. Give thanks to the God of heaven, for his loyal love endures. Joshua chapter 24, verses 29 through 33. After all this, Joshua, son of Nun, the Lord's servant, died at the age of 110. They buried him in his allotted territory in Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. Israel worshipped the Lord throughout Joshua's lifetime and as long as the elderly men who outlived him remained alive. These men had experienced firsthand everything the Lord had done for Israel. The bones of Joseph, which the Israelites had brought up from Egypt, were buried at Shechem, in the part of the field that Jacob bought from the sons of Hamor, the father of Shechem, for 100 pieces of money. So it became the inheritance of the tribe of Joseph. Eleazar, son of Aaron, died, and they buried him in Gibeah, in the hill country of Ephraim, where his son, Phinehas, had been assigned land. Judges chapter 1. Judah takes the lead. After Joshua died, the Israelites asked the Lord, "Who should lead the invasion against the Canaanites and launch the attack?" The Lord said, "The men of Judah should take the lead. Be sure of this, I am handing the land over to them." The men of Judah said to their relatives, the men of Simeon, "Invade our allotted land with us and help us attack the Canaanites. Then we will go with you into your allotted land." So the men of Simeon went with them. The men of Judah attacked, and the Lord handed the Canaanites and Perizzites over to them. They killed 10,000 men at Bezek. They met Adoni-Bezek at Bezek and fought him. They defeated the Canaanites and Perizzites. When Adoni-Bezek ran away, they chased him and captured him. Then they cut off his thumbs and big toes. Adoni-Bezek said, 70 kings with thumbs and big toes cut off used to lick up food scraps under my table. God has repaid me for what I did to them." They brought him to Jerusalem, where he died. The men of Judah attacked Jerusalem and captured it. They put the sword to it and set the city on fire. Later, the men of Judah went down to attack the Canaanites living in the hill country, the Negev, in the foothills. The men of Judah attacked the Canaanites living in Hebron. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba. They killed Sheshai, Ahamin, Talmai. From there, they attacked the people of Debir. Debir used to be called Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "To the man who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer, I will give my daughter Aksa as a wife." When Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, captured it, Caleb gave him his daughter Aksa as a wife. One time, Aksa came and charmed her father so she could ask him for some land. When she got down from her donkey, Caleb said to her, "What would you like?" She answered, "Please give me a special present. Since you have given me land in the Negev, now give me springs of water." So Caleb gave her both the upper and lower springs. Now the descendants of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up with the people of Judah from the city of date palm trees to Arad in the wilderness of Judah, located in the Negev. They went and lived with the people of Judah. The men of Judah went with their brothers, the men of Simeon, and defeated the Canaanites living in Zephah. They wiped out Zephah. So people now call the city Horma. The men of Judah captured Gaza, Ashkelon, Ekron, and the territories surrounding each of these cities. The Lord was with the men of Judah. They conquered the hill country, but they could not conquer the people living in the coastal plain, because they had chariots with iron rim wheels. Caleb received Hebron, just as Moses had promised. He drove out the three Anakites, the men of Benjamin, however, did not conquer the Jebusites living in Jerusalem. The Jebusites live with the people of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this very day. Partial success. When the men of Joseph attacked Bethel, the Lord was with them. When the men of Joseph spied out Bethel, it used to be called Luz. The spies spotted a man leaving the city. They said to him, "If you show us a secret entrance into the city, we will reward you." He showed them a secret entrance into the city, and they put the city to the sword. But they let the man and his extended family leave safely. He moved to Hittite country and built a city. He named it Luz, and it has kept that name to this very day. The men of Manasseh did not conquer Beth Shean, Tanakh, or surrounding towns, nor did they conquer the people living in Dor, Ibleam, Megiddo, or their surrounding towns. The Canaanites managed to remain in those areas. Whenever Israel was strong militarily, they forced the Canaanites to do hard labor, but they never totally conquered them. The men of Ephraim did not conquer the Canaanites living in Gezer. The Canaanites lived among them in Gezer. The men of Zebulun did not conquer the people living in Kitron and Nahalol. The Canaanites lived among them and were forced to do hard labor. The men of Asher did not conquer the people living in Akko or Sidon, nor did they conquer Alab, Akzib, Helba, Aphek, or Rehob. The people of Asher live among the Canaanites, residing in the land because they did not conquer them. The men of Naphtali did not conquer the people living in Beth Shemesh or Beth Anach. They live among the Canaanites residing in the land. The Canaanites living in Beth Shemesh and Beth Anah were forced to do hard labor for them. The Amorites forced the people of Dan to live in the hill country. They did not allow them to live in the coastal plain. The Amorites managed to remain in Har Chores, Ashkelon, and Shalbim. Whenever the tribe of Joseph was strong militarily, the Amorites were forced to do hard labor. The border of Amorite territory ran from the Scorpion Ascent to Selah and on up. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. God, thank you for your word, O God. Thank you, O God, for the psalm that just testifies, O God, to your faithfulness, O Lord God, and the importance of remembering, O God, remembering that your love, your loyal love, endures forever, O God. When we look back and we check, O Lord God, the memories, O God, and the our own personal history, O God, and then our family history, O Lord, and then more broadly, our history as a people, oh God, we can see your faithfulness, oh Lord. We can see the ways, oh God, that your intervening grace, oh Lord God, has shown up for us, oh God. We can see your hand of faithfulness in our life, your hand of deliverance in our lives, oh God. We can see that even when things did not turn out the way we wanted, when our hopes were dashed, oh Lord God, when that loved one died, oh Lord God, despite our fervent prayers, oh God, and intercession, oh Lord, we can remember, oh God, the comfort that we receive from the Holy Spirit, and we can remember and feel that comfort even now, oh God. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, oh God, that you're always with us and that you never will ever leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your provision, oh God. Would you help us, oh God, to continue to remember that your loyal love endures forever, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we are facing. Would you help us to never, ever lose sight of your loyal love, O Lord God? Help us to know, O Lord God, that it's your love, O Lord God, that surrounds us, O God, and that's keeping us even in this very moment. So be near to those, O God, who are downcast. Be near to those who are crushed in spirit, O God, and give strong support to those who feel faint, or who feel they cannot go on, God. I pray this in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth's Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.